providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for the second half of the KE Report. This is going to be about politics. I'm chatting right now with Jim McKinney. I'm going to talk about various subjects, various events that have happened this week. I'm going to start out with what's going on with people living up here in our neck of the woods. That's in Pacific Northwest. We have a number of people who are actually have put their houses up for sale and sold their houses because they do not want to live in the state of Washington anymore. These are well-intentioned, very bright, very successful people. And I can give you names and addresses, but I obviously don't want to do that. Having said that, we devoted almost the entire book club yesterday to the political situation in the United States, focused to a large extent on the illegal entries across the border. We have approximately, according to official numbers from the Border Patrol, 2.1 illegals coming into the U.S. Annually. Do you have any idea what that is going to do to the United States? The only comment I can make is I'm going to ask Jim McKinney. Jimmy, what do you think that would do to the U.S.?
Yeah, so the numbers that are being estimated right now in March is up to 6,000 or maybe more people a day, up to 600 children a day.
Yeah.
So the children, according to the Biden policy makers and in his press conference yesterday, he's not going to send back. Well, that's 200,000 children that are going to be somebody's obligation, and probably, welfare recipients and maybe, education. I mean, it's very, very costly to the U.S. economy and to taxpayers. And oh, by the way, they're illegally entering the country, taking away any notion of sovereignty or a border.
Supposedly the solution to this particular problem, because the executive branch happens to admit there is a major problem today in that area, and they have what the executive branch has done is they've relegated the entire responsibility of fixing this problem to Kamala Harris. Is that something that can be fixed? I don't know. We've been trying for a long time. The only time that we got illegal immigration somewhat under control, Jimmy, was under Donald Trump. That was the only time.
Yeah, he significantly reduced the number of illegal border crossings. And he did that by not allowing asylum seekers to be processed inside the United States. They had to wait outside the United States. He disincentivized people from coming up from the southern borders.
Right.
He coordinated with Mexico to stop border crossings from Honduras and down south. He actually built a large section of wall in open areas, and he increased Border Patrol and immigration authorities' numbers and processes within the justice system, which made it disincentivize people. And what the Biden administration has done is completely the opposite. They have incentivized. In fact, people are coming to the border saying they're coming because they know that Joe Biden will let them in. And there's a lot of – it's not just individuals. There are organizations, there are people out there that are funding and supporting this movement from Central America and South America and other places around the world to cross our border. And there's an agenda with that. It's very, very, very disturbing, but has a tremendous impact on the economy, on jobs, on security, the potential for criminals, both individual security and national security with the potential for terrorist infiltration. It's a terrible, terrible process. And I do not believe that Kamala Harris even has a clue how to go about that, because she's beholden to a very progressive left that wants open borders, a globalized system, people that want globalization.
Well, I'm not going to opine right now. What I'm going to say right now, because I did say once this election was more or less settled a couple, 3 months ago, that I wasn't going to criticize. I was going to wait and see what the proof in the pudding was. I'm not saying that Kamala Harris is an idiot. What I'm saying is that there is a possibility that this problem, now that the executive branch recognizes publicly that there's a problem, now there is time basically to solve the problem with America as a whole. I hope that happens. Although I don't know how strong the progressive movement is, Jimmy. Do you?
Well, from what's happening right now within the Biden administration and the decisions that they're making, it's exceptionally strong with the executive branch. So, I mean, they're making decisions that have been nowhere near centrist or accommodating to either Republicans or moderate Democrats. They are pushing far to the left. And an open borders policy is definitely a progressive and a globalist idea and agenda. I don't know how. They're going to have to make some very bold decisions very quickly and reestablish the Trump administration policies in order to stem this flow. And I don't think they're going to be able to politically do that and survive within their own power base.
Well, I want to say, I don't want to call it a Trump policy, even though I know that it is. I just want to say they have to establish an effective policy. 6 to 10,000 illegals a day is going to basically put this country on its knees. There's no question whatsoever about that. And I think it has everything to do with the globalist agenda, if you want to know the truth. You know, one of the members of our book club yesterday, Jimmy, said one of the reasons that he's moving, interestingly enough, to Texas is he said, I'm very, very concerned about the United States because he said, I said, well, look at the last election that we had. And he said, Al, the last election proved to me that there are 100 people in this country who control it. What's your comment on that? 100.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the specific number, but I do know that there are tremendously influential, powerful tech giants, Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, Jack Dorsey with Twitter, and of course, Bill Gates, people like that, that have a tremendous financial stake in the direction of the nation, that they look towards open borders and, more global ideas in order, in their ideological view, to go towards, a more, what they think is an equalized national policy that basically takes the United States out of a forefront and becomes equal to other nations. I think it's a huge mistake. I think there's a number of corporate boards that are involved in that. And I think there's some very powerful political entities on the left that support those ideas, primarily because of financial influence and ideological moves. And, Marxist, socialist, you can say what you want. I'll call it authoritarian capitalism. Mm-hmm. These people want control. They think that the way they're going to make money and the way they can make a lot of money is expanding to global markets and taking away the United States as an independent nation and become an open borders nation and a nation that is codependent on a global system. And I think that's very dangerous because once you do that, you very much nullify those basic principles of the U.S. Constitution that have made the United States and the world a better place.
Well, let me say one thing. I don't want to cast stones right now, maybe in the future, but I don't want to cast them right now. This is the situation as I understand it, as Jimmy and I are recording here on Friday afternoon. That's the situation as I understand it. My eyes were truly opened yesterday at the book club when three of our very, very brilliant members expressed serious concern. I sat up and took notice when one of the guys said, this country, in my opinion, is run by 100 individuals. I could say that I would probably have to say that I agree with that, and I think most of them are globalists, and that puts them in the category of progressives. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jim McKinney. We're going to wrap this thing up and come to some conclusions and certainly ask for some opinions.